The manor centre began to develop in the forecastle area of Sigulda Medieval Castle during the 17th century. There are still a few remaining 18th and 19th century buildings built during the ownership of the von Borgs and Kropotkins. These are the Summer Castle, the New Castle, the White Castle, and the Vega's Supervisor of Serfs House, the Servants' House, a barn, a laundry house, and a vegetable and fruit basement. The manor centre is enclosed by chipboard bald walls with a splendid gate structure. The new castle was built during the time of Princess Olga and Prince Dmitry Kropotkins from 1878 until 1881, using the materials from an older building which stood here during the 17th century. The master's house was built in neo-Gothic style by Janus Mengelis from Cersis. The planning and the shape of the house is simple. The architectural and artistic value of the castle is achieved through the successful use of Gothic forms and the colour shades from the recycled chipped boulders. Looking through any window, you will have a panoramic view of the Gauja Valley, including the ruins of Sigulda Castle. Farther away, you will see the ruins of Krimulda and Turaida. On the opposite side, there is a neatly landscaped yard. During World War I, this building was destroyed. In 1922, following the agrarian reforms, the new castle became the Writers' Castle because it was used by the Latvian Union of Writers and Journalists. The building was in unusable condition after the war, so the Union had to invest large amounts of money for the restoration. In the 1920s and 30s, full room and board was offered to writers and literary types, as well as other visitors. In 1934, the castle was acquired by the Latvian Press Society. From 1936 to 1937, major construction work was done under the leadership of architect August Birkhans. Building plans were completely redrawn, the overlook tower was heightened, the terrace around the building was expanded, and a new balcony was added to the second floor. Inside, a new modern age interior design was installed. It became the most notable example of national modern design in the Baltic region. Many famous artists of that time, such as Nikolaus Strunke, Pēteris Ozoliņš, Kārlis Soniņš, and Vilhelms Vasariņš took a part in creating it. Pictures of the castle were found in French art magazines, as the press at the time would report. The writer's castle became a popular visitor's destination after the renovation. In the 30s, the Latvian basketball team also bunked at the new castle, staying in Sigulda before a competition was considered to bring good luck. The Latvian team slept here in 1935 before the European Championships in Switzerland and brought home the title. In 1938, the monument of Ronaldo Artis, made by Theodoros Zalkauns, was unveiled at the front of the new castle. Ronaldo Artis was a teacher and a publicist and helped initiate the second wave of the new Latvian movement. Between 1841 and 1871, Sveices Swiss House was the site of the Latvian teachers' conferences. At the conference of 1869, Ronaldo Artis, for the first time in history, read a paper affirming the rights of the Latvian language. At this time, in the 19th century, the educational system created by the elite class expressed disheartening preferences towards German language. This monument was originally installed in front of the White Castle, which was then Sigulda High School. But now, let us return to the history of the new castle. During World War II, the new castle was used as headquarters for the Nord Division of the German Army. After the war, the USSR Council of Ministers made it a recreation house for high state officials. In 1953, the Health Department of the Latvian SSR established the Sigulda Rehabilitation Centre, which was in operation until the restoration of the Latvian independence. From 1993 through 2002, the new castle held the Sigulda City Council and then, beginning in 2003, the Sigulda District Council. Next to the new castle, there is a yellow house known as Summer Castle. It was built at the turn of the 18th or 19th century in style of classicism. The elongated wooden house was built by a master builder from Cēsis, a man called the last of the Lives of Vidzeme, Mārcis Sārums. Initially, Kropotkin's family used the building as a personal Orthodox church after the completion of the new castle in 1881. Services were held by the Orthodox priest of Lerdoga Parish. The building also came under reconstruction when the Writers and Journalists Union obtained ownership and remodeled it to become the boarding house. An art gallery was installed in the former brewery of Sigulda Manor. Artist Elmars Galgelnerks has over the past 12 years created the unique technique of sand art, which is in continuous development. In this special atmosphere, you can view the sand art and the three-dimensional installations. There is also a unique collection of sand samples from five continents. There are many points of interest in the immediate area of Sigolda Manor Centre. Passing through the gate, you will see the mighty medieval White Castle and the Lutheran Church of Sigolda. At the crossing of Pils and Leifkalner streets, there is a monument to Christian's Barons. If you follow Pils Street, you will reach the centre of Sigolda. But following the signs, you will come to the bridge over Gauja River and can continue your way to Turida. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.